You have an 82-year-old patient I wanted to hear about. Maybe you can talk about that patient.
Yes. And as patients become older and older when they start relapsing, the choice of therapy now has to take into account frailty. As patients are more frail, they may not be able to tolerate carfilzomib Blendex. They may not be able to come to the clinic every week for 8 weeks like you need to do for daratumumab Blendex. So this 82-year-old patient with relapsed myeloma that I saw had previously been on VRd followed by lenalidomide, but has gone off all therapy and 2 years later was found to be relapsing. In that situation, an oral regimen like ixazomib Blendex is very reasonable because that is basically going to keep the patient at home and can come and see me only once a month. And it's basically the same VRd that the patient got initially and responded to well, but I'm now using an oral triplet instead.
Any comments about the practical utilization of ixazomib? What do you see in terms of tolerability? Do you see GI problems? Are people adherent?
Yes, GI problems are still an issue with ixazomib, even with the 4 milligrams once a week dose. So we really need to keep on top of that with dose adjustments. And so elderly patients, you might do 3 milligrams a week instead of 4 milligrams to try and keep the GI problems to a minimum.
So this patient, what's his current status?
This patient, I have not heard back from for several months, but the patient was started on ixazomib Blendex and did really well in terms of a response.